Welcome, Caroline. It's great to have you here. I'm very excited to chat with you about what are minerals and why are they important for fertility. Let's just start with a general sense. We were talking offline earlier and we said fertility is on a decline massively. We know that in men and women, it's going down the drain. And you stated there's also a mineral decline in our population. So what do you think is happening? What's the connection there?
It's so interesting because if you think of something really simple, not simple, very complex actually, but basic, like a woman growing a baby inside her body. One of the things I like to start this conversation with is helping people to understand how important minerals are in your body. If you think about your entire body, all of the structure, all of the tissues are made of minerals. If you took all of the water out of your body, you'd be a little pile of minerals. Think of that. If you look around your room, the table, the chair you're sitting on, the floor, the walls, everything, all of the structure in the world is made of minerals. If you take a plant and it grows out of the soil, the way that it creates the structure of the plant is by sucking the minerals out of the soil. The way the mother grows the baby in her belly is by sucking minerals out of her body.
Yeah.
The way
that's a really interesting analogy.
Creates the incredible place where the egg can implant in the uterus, that uterus lining, is with minerals.
Right.
So you are mineral depleted. Your body struggles with just basic functions like keeping your hair and your nails strong, and these aren't really important things, but keeping your heart beating, all of the biosynthesis processes for hormones and cortisol and thyroid, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Mm-hmm. How does it work? This is the interesting thing. If you think about your cells, and you're made of 37 to 150 trillion cells in an adult human, okay? And inside your cells are these energy generating units. They're called mitochondria. And we've been, that word is getting out there more and more.
Oh, yeah. And fertility folks love the mitochondria. We love it.
And here's the thing. What fuels a mitochondria is two things: minerals and amino acids. Now, your body makes a lot of amino acids through biosynthesis process. All of the minerals that your body utilizes have to be ingested. They have to come into your body from the outside. Now, why are we mineral depleted? The main reason is there are a few reasons. The first is because our food supply is depleted of minerals. Why is it depleted? Because we've been growing those plants in the same soil for 75, 100, 150 years, and the soil is depleted of minerals. They say, to get the same nutrition you got out of an apple that your grandfather ate, you'd have to eat 6 or 7 apples today.
Wow.
To get the same nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of data about that, about the nutritional quality of our food today. The second, we're all drinking bottled and filtered water.
Mm-hmm.
And bottled and filtered water, most of it has no minerals. So that's exacerbating the situation. So mineral depletion is way on the rise and has many chronic symptoms, many of them low-level things that crop up as you get older. They become more and more acute. They start out really like annoyances, chronic things. I don't sleep very well. I seem to have some brain fog. Maybe I'm a little anxious. And then they turn into gut dysbiosis, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And often, and unfortunately, infertility is a symptom more often than the disease. It's pointing to the fact that something else is going on under the surface that really isn't being addressed, or there's a need that the body has that isn't being supported by our diet and lifestyle.
But many of us feel we tend to put it on ourselves going, I just don't eat well enough. I don't work out enough. I don't take good enough care of I drink coffee. Or we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be better. And what I say is, what if it's as easy as getting minerals back into your body? What if getting minerals back into your body would increase the energy level in your body so that it could naturally create that healthy environment in your uterus, or create better sperm function for men, on and on?
Absolutely.
Now, it's funny. I just remembered that I actually had a real infertility problem. And I was really struggling to keep a baby. And I learned, of course, later that I was extremely mineral deficient.
Yeah, it's definitely a big component. And I think that let's talk a little bit about just like general low-lying deficiencies versus an overt deficiency that might show up on testing. Because I feel like there are so many people that have those like minor symptoms that we don't always correlate to mineral deficiency, or mineral depletion, we should call it, versus those people that were like, yeah, you're overtly deficient. We can see it on a blood test. Like, we should do something about that.
And so there's several pieces in here that are really great for myth busting this whole conversation. First of all, if you're testing minerals in the blood, that's great for things like iron. But most minerals need to get into your tissues. So really, the ultimate way would be to test using a biopsy. What you really need to know is how much of the minerals that you're putting in your body are actually getting into your cells, because in your cells is in your tissues.
Yeah.
You might show a big mineral imbalance or deficiency in the blood, but it's not necessarily telling you what's happening in the tissues, what the body is uptaking into the cells.
Absolutely.
Well, there's some really, I would recommend people go, you doing hair test analysis, or doing something called an oligoscan, which is it's a new test. It's the state of the art of mineral testing. It uses photospectrometry, and it shines a light into your tissues. It's non-invasive, and it goes through an algorithm, and it returns data that's very specific about all of you. It gives 15 minerals plus heavy metals plus vitamin levels. It'll also overall oxidative stress and some things that are really useful to know, especially if you're dealing with infertility issues. We could talk specifically about specific minerals that are important when you're to support fertility. But what I really want people to understand is we could get into that, but it's more important to think about minerals in your body in a full spectrum. Because I've spent a lot of time in the grocery stores and health food stores talking to people in the aisle, picking up individual pill bottles. They're like, my doctor told me, people sometimes they have 6 or 7 pill bottles in their cart or in their thing they're carrying. And it's selenium, and it's magnesium, and it's iodine, and it's iron, and it's chromium, and it's zinc. And it's, think how many pills they're taking.
Right.
Right. So it's not really effective to try and get minerals into your body that way. And there's a couple reasons. First is that most of those mineral supplements are made with rocks, shells, and bones. Your gut doesn't actually break them down. The human gut isn't very well versed in digesting those. Because they're going into your gut, they rely on your gut lining to be very healthy. And many of us have some level of leaky gut or problems with our gut with absorption. So then they have to be absorbed through into your bloodstream. And now that's cool. So you do a blood test, you find out somebody has certain levels of minerals in their bloodstream. But so many of those minerals actually have to be in the cells to do their job as cofactors for energy generation via the mitochondria. So it's the three stages: digestion, absorption, and then assimilation into the...
Absolutely.
Who knew that minerals actually... It's one thing to just work in well-versed in what I call the car mentality. I need gas. I need oil. Put in oil. told me I needed 320 milligrams, so I better put that in every day.
Absolutely. So in terms of a broad spectrum mineral, what is a good way to get that broad spectrum?
Yeah. So what happened for me was I was in really ill health. And just by taking something called plant-based minerals, these are two substances called humic and fulvic. And just by taking those, I was able to radically, in a positive way, change my health.
Yeah.
Change anything else. And as a result, I did all this research. And it made me, first of all, really rethink how people think about minerals and putting them into their body. But ultimately, what it introduced me to is what I call Mother Nature's mineral replenishment technology. Okay. And I explain what these are and how they work. You'll really get a feeling for, wow, they're truly a natural technology.
Yeah. I want to know more. Like, what is humic and fulvic minerals? Like, where do they come from? Why are they great in terms of the broad spectrum? Tell me more.
Yeah. So you know how I talked about how a plant grows in the soil and the way it creates its structure is by pulling the minerals out of the soil.
Mm-hmm.
When that plant dies and decomposes, all that mineral material goes back in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And as those plants decompose, there's something that's created. It's a result of the decomposition of freshwater plants. And it's these two molecules, humic and fulvic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the case of our products, imagine an entire rainforest back when the dinosaurs lived. And a huge meteor hit the Yucatan. And it caused such a problem. It killed 75% of all life on Earth. And all those rainforests decomposed over millennia back into this incredibly mineral-rich substance. It's called humic in our case. There are other forms like shilajit. Some people call it that.
Yeah.
From the Himalayas, there's some other materials around the earth as well. But
mm-hmm.
it's called humate. It exists about 10 to 12 feet below the earth, and it's a black crystalline substance. And it holds in it all of the minerals that your body needs, naturally formulated in the ratios of minerals that your body is made of and utilizes.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
Now, cellular systems your body is a set of cellular systems that evolved from the earth.
Yeah.
Right? Started with single cellular celled organisms and multi-cells, and then ultimately our whole body, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all these cells operate the same way. You're the plant behind you, if it's a real plant, operates, the cells in that plant operate mm-hmm. the way that your cells operate. So they're, because minerals that came from the outside of the cell had to get inside the cell, there had to be a technology to support that, because those cellular systems were not going to thrive unless nature could figure out a way to get minerals all the way inside the cells. Beautiful substances, humic and fulvic. I'm going to talk fulvic first.
Okay.
It's truly an amazing molecule. It's, first of all, it's a flavonoid. So what is a flavonoid? It's an intercellular transporter. It's a molecule that's much smaller than a cell. And when a channel opens in the cell wall, most things that go across that channel require a certain receptor, because the cell is going to keep out environmental toxins or negative substances. It's only going to allow things through that are beneficial to the cell. The beautiful thing about the fulvic molecule is any channel that opens, the cell recognizes it as a beneficial substance and it goes straight through.
Hmm.
So that, and this fulvic molecule is an extremely strong electrolyte. It can carry 60 times its molecular weight of nutrients and minerals into the cell via one of these channels that opens up into mm-hmm. the cell. And then it does what no other molecule on earth can do. It changes its polarity. Now, this is truly miraculous, because when you start studying it, you get down into quantum mechanics and singularities and stuff, because they don't know how a molecule can change its polarity like that. So it changes with polarity. Now all that nutritional content, all that mineral content falls off inside the cell where it's available to the mitochondria as a cofactor for energy generation.
Wow. So it can basically get right into the cell, support the mitochondria,
deliver all that content,
and bypass all of the things that the body has to do to get things in and out of the cells.
Exactly. So imagine thinking like those pills and powders that you usually take, and maybe some small amount of it gets digested because they're made from rocks and shells and bones, right? But some gets digested and absorbed through your gut lining, depending on the health of that gut lining, and gets into your bloodstream. That's cool. It's in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
But what these flavonoids, without the fulvic, the amount that's going to get in that cell is, they figure it's about 5%. Get only 5% of what you've taken in pill or powder form. You're timesing that by 60 times when you have fulvic in your system. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool thing about the fulvic is now it's in your cell. It's dropped off all its nutritional content. And now it's in an opposite polarity. What clings to it? Bio waste, cellular detritus, autophagy, and you know, all the stuff from autophagy, et cetera. Mm-hmm. The environmental toxins like that have gotten inside your cell, the free radicals that have gotten inside your cell, and it carries those out. They'll cling to the molecule, and now another channel opens and it carries those out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
And then it changes its polarity again. Puts those things off inside your bloodstream. Now, its partner, the humic molecule, in your bloodstream, it's very different. It's a large molecule relative to a cell. The way I like to imagine it is like a Velcro ball. It's hanging out in your bloodstream. It's very sticky on the outside because it's an extremely strong electrolyte molecule. It has a huge number of receptor sites on the outside, and it chelates with heavy metals. So it just goes through your bloodstream collecting heavy metals. It collects bio waste. It collects free radicals. It's thousands of times more effective as an antioxidant than any other like superfood mix. It also does things with some really challenging environmental toxins like glyphosate, which we're all dealing with glyphosate toxicity, and actually will gather the glyphosate molecule. It builds a biofilm around it and it starts breaking it down more quickly so that even though the molecule, the glyphosate is still in your system, it no longer can have its negative effects. Mm. Then molecules, this humic molecule, it's got all these things clinging to it. It fall at a certain point, it gets so heavy at a molecular weight, it falls out of solution and it leaves your body through all the elimination channels. And that's really key because when we're doing elimination protocols, usually they require certain elimination pathways to be open.
Yeah.
But the humic molecule uses every elimination pathway. And when you think about it in nature, you can't figure that certain pathways have to be open. It just has to say, this stuff needs to get out. Let's take it out wherever we can. Mm-hmm. And that's what it does. So it uses your ears, your sweat, your snot, your saliva, your breath, your rubbing your hands together, all of your skin.
They sound incredible. I'm like, where do I get some? give me some bottles of it.
But really, they support nutrition in the body.
Yeah.
They support intercellular detoxification. So that means like getting stored heavy metals or toxic
things,
fats and stored in your fats out. Mm-hmm. And they also clear the whole body of those things.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So the humic molecule does one other thing that is really, really cool.
Oh, cool.
That it increases cell wall permeability. Mm. So if you're in a room right now and you have one door and one window, a certain amount, and they're open, a certain amount of air and whatever can come in and out. Mm-hmm. But if you have three doors and three windows, more could go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
More effective your intercellular transport can be, the more effective, like removing of inflammation, removing of just keeping the body clear of all of the cellular detritus, et cetera, free radicals and all it can be.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't think I knew as much detail about these minerals. Yes. I've heard or studied a little bit into it and feel like I've had pretty good benefits for myself. I've recommended it to a few people, but knowing what it does is makes it more incredible.
And that's what we've tried to do is try to create, we have created mineral supplements that are very easy to take. They're liquid. They taste like water. Mm-hmm. So imagine rather than that, I call it the supplement graveyard that we all have at home, the cup full of pills. This practitioner told me to take this and this one this, and the pretty soon I'm taking 20 pills and I'm like, I don't want to do it. So I stop all of them and they end up in the right?
Sure. Yes. So
beautiful thing is you can just take this liquid. Here it is. Mm-hmm. And drink it, and you've got all the minerals that you need in a day. You're done.
Amazing. Yeah.
More 20 pills. And the beautiful thing is when I drink that liquid, it absorbs directly through the tissues of my mouth, throat, my esophagus. By the time it hits my stomach, my body's already beginning to utilize some of the mineral content because it's made of plants. Folic molecules that are very small.
Yeah.
So it's really, and it's been really fun to work with people who've tried all sorts of other supplements, a lot of electrolyte supplements or different things, and have them report back about how they're coming back into a sense of their nervous systems relax. They start to sleep better. The brain fog clears. They start feeling that balance. And for fertility, what do we need? We need to have this natural homeostasis, this natural balance in the body. Me and cortisol, all these things are counterproductive.
Absolutely. And we see so much of that with the people that we've worked with, where they have these like low level symptoms, even menstrual pain, if I can just pick on that for a second, because so frequently they're told, oh, it's your hormones, or you need this, you need to be on birth control. That's where they have been throughout their lives. And then they come to us and we're like, period pain is not normal. We don't consider that normal. How do we figure out what's happening for you and get you out of pain? And the majority of times people at the minimum have a lowered amount of pain. Ideally, they go from wherever they are to not having any more, which is great. And and I think that minerals are like a key component of that. Because if we think about magnesium, just one mineral, that's not even all of them. One mineral that is so crucial to being a cofactor for hormone production, a cofactor in so many different pathways, and also working on the muscles as a muscle relaxant.
I was at my gym a few weeks ago. And there's a woman who teaches jujitsu there. And I had given her our minerals a couple of months earlier. And I walked into the gym. She was like, come here. And she pulled me into her office. And she was beaming, smiling. She's like, I'm having my period. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Great. This is the first day of my period and I'm at work. I'm having no pain. That is insane. She's had incredible menstrual cramping pain. And I had so terribly when I was young. So I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And so many women who take our minerals, after 2 to 4 months, their menstrual pain goes away, their cramping goes away. Why is it? Because what I try to help people understand is all cramping in the body is mineral deficiency. Now, if you have endometriosis or you have fibroids, there could be some other reasons that you're having pain.
For sure. Yeah. Right?
However, the cramping can be alleviated. So I'm going to tell people, any of the women out there who do have menstrual pain, we have a product that's called Instalites. So for the acute cramping, when you have that first day and you get the cramping, you just spray this directly on your abdomen, your legs, your lower back. You'll feel relief within minutes.
Wow.
Very quickly.
Amazing. Yeah.
Chronic issue of having menstrual pain. If you start taking the minerals regularly, what happens is the body doesn't have to go into that cramping because it has all the minerals available. So here's the thing to know. What is a cramp? It's literally the muscles in the area do not have the mineral cofactors available to generate enough energy to release the muscle. It's directly what it is.
Yeah.
At a super micro level.
Totally. That makes complete sense.
All the minerals in your body, and you have them ambient, so they're trace amounts rather than large amounts of pills and powders amounts, and they're just floating all this full spectrum of minerals. Your body goes, oh, I need some magnesium here. I need some phosphorus here. Oh, I need some copper here. I need some boron. Oh, I need some selenium. Oh, I need some chromium over here, and I need some molybdenum, and I need these minerals that you're not going to take, right? Extremely important.
And so I'm assuming this is a yes, but would you consider whole humic and fulvic minerals safe in pregnancy?
Absolutely. Super, super. They're fantastic for pregnancy.
Okay. Yeah.
They're safe. They're always safe. The only times that you need to think about it is, number one, if you're a person who has autoimmune, Lyme's, mold exposure, and you know you're very sensitive, what you need to do, or maybe you've had long COVID, which is what I had. So you can see I put my minerals into my water here. Mm-hmm. When I drink this, no sensitivities occur. If I drink my humic straight, and I think it's because of the spike protein loads in my body, if I drink it straight, after about 3 days, I'll get a rash.
Mm.
Some people who are very sensitive, if they drink it as a shot, after about 3 days, they'll start to have headache or they'll have different symptoms.
Interesting. And you think it's just like a slow absorption over time because you're taking sips of the water instead of a shot all at once?
That's exactly right. So we're just okay. What we call it the slow introduction method.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. If you think about your body and you think about what we know about the gut microbiome, and you think about it like a healthy, when it's healthy, it's like a lush forest, grows, everything's growing. And now take a wheelbarrow of like magnesium and throw it on the forest floor. It's a concentration. The forest floor, the plants don't thrive.
Mm-hmm.
But when you use these plant-based minerals, these humic and fulvic substances that have the full spectrum of minerals naturally formulated in those ratios that your body utilizes, you never have to worry about too much of one particular mineral. What's causing any kind of response is just that ability of the humic to detox.
Mm-hmm.
And any kind of symptom like that, it's just simply the body saying, yay, I can get rid of the stuff and I'm going to do it all now. Down the process by just starting with a little. And I've worked with many people who've come to me and said, I'm having this response experience. And every single one of them is able to work slowly introducing the humic to their system.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing all of your wisdom about these amazing plant minerals that I feel like I learned so much today. So I really appreciate your time and for you to be sponsoring the Beyond Infertility Summit. I think it's huge to be able to share this wisdom with women that are struggling with fertility. And I feel like this can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I feel like if I could help one woman get remineralized so that her body can actually support all of the stuff that's necessary to grow a baby and have that baby, that would be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I agree. And we're going to help so many more. One, and let's like 10,000x that.
But if you want to hear more about minerals and how they work in the body and all that, people call me the mineral geek.
I love it. And I think you had some cool studies about minerals related to fertility. So we can put that in the show notes so that people can download it and get access to some like tangible scientific data around minerals and how they've supported.
Yeah. Yes, we'll put those in for anyone else who likes to geek out like I do. And they can also find us at beamminerals.com.
Awesome. We'll have that in the notes as well. So thank you so much for being with us. Where can people connect with you if they want to find you guys directly?
Yeah, you can go to beamminerals.com. If they want to connect with me directly, just send an email to info@beamminerals.com and they'll make sure and get me connected. I do provide links out to people where they can set up a little chat with me.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Caroline. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Amatma.